Equity Florida spokesman Ida Escamani says more than 110,000 contributors have responded, mostly through the online service GoFundMe.com.
This fundraising effort has demonstrated that there is tremendous good in the world and that love will prevail, and that we are not going to forget about the victims of this tragedy.
The fund is being administered by the Washington, D.C.-based National Center for Victims of Crime, which has a 30-year track record with mass casualty events, including 911. Escamani says organizers hope to have a vetting process in place and the money flowing within 8 weeks. She says all victims, regardless of their needs or immigration status, are eligible.
Firstly, when we say survivors, we mean everybody who's in Pulse Nightclub, because there are many invisible injuries that folks may likely suffer.
Organizers stress that none of the money will pay for administration. Escamani says the money is in addition to a state disaster fund, which is already helping family members with burial expenses and other needs. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.